Blog Talk Radio.
Big stars.
Sorry, Jane Ari. Sorry, Jane Ari. Sorry, Jane Ari.
Tell him I got the juice. Wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice. By the way. Tell him I got the juice. Wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice.
Ain't nobody fucking with me. Swear to God, if they wanted, they could come and get me. Ha! Never been afraid of a nigga. Got a little change, they did change on a nigga. Turn my music up, make it bang for me, niggas. Got some hating in your blood, get away from me, nigga. Hey! They ain't never ever try to help me. But I bet they never gon' forgive me. Look, roll that dough, pull that dray. Fingers to the sky, give a damn what you think. It's my time, y'all gotta wait. Do it like me, man, you know that you can't. Look, I keep 124-7, nigga, you be on the sideline with the nigga. I always keep it real with my crew, then you give a damn what you do, cause I got the juice. Look, wait a minute. Tell them I got the juice. Look, by the way, tell him I got the juice. Wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice. By the way, yeah. Hitting at the beat like this. Why they make me like this? Used to look around for change. Now you should see my wrist. Boy, you should see my bitch. Talk, you gon' meet my fist. And anybody ever hated on me? Fuck you, you can read my lips. Hey, roll that dough, pull that drain. Fingers to the sky, give a damn what you think. It's my time, y'all gotta wait. Do it like me, man, you know that you can't. Look, I keep 124-7, nigga. You be on the sideline with the nigga. I always keep it real with my crew, then you give a damn what you do, cause I got the juice. Look, wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice. By the way, tell him I got the dough. Wait a minute. Tell him I got the dough. By the way, I got the dough.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your homeboy, TTB, man. Tony the Bishop. I'm direct. You know what it is. October 28, 2015, you know what I'm saying? Halloween weekend, you know what I'm saying? And it's feeling good out here on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We're just banging that AD, you know what I'm saying? Juice joint, he got the West Coast on fire right now. The remix, dealing with Game and Kendrick Lamar, I think Dom Kennedy, one of them, but it's going down. You know what I'm saying? But today, you know what I'm saying, I'm rocking with a female MC, you know what I'm saying? And I actually spent her joint Blackout, you know what I'm saying, when I was interviewing Faze on Love last night. And it was, like, really crazy. I was like, wow, she's pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be rocking with the homegirl E-Turn, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see what's cooking, you know what I'm saying, what she got going on, you know what I'm saying? Peace. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
Yo, what up? How are you?
Well, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say thanks for, you know what I'm saying, coming on the show, you know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know what I'm saying, get in the mix with you.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. But, you know what I'm saying, so how did you fall in love with hip-hop?
How'd I fall in love with hip-hop? Well, I definitely have to give my brother, my older brother, some props. He's really the one that started bringing hip-hop into my life. In the, like, early to mid-90s, he was bringing home, you know, Slick Rick and Tribe Called Quest and Wu-Tang and Nas and Jay.
Right.
So that's, I was probably about 8 years old, maybe. And, yeah, so I started listening to Nas a lot. And back at that time, I was also listening to Tupac and Bone Thugs and Harmony because I sing too. And then I grew up in Orlando, so I was listening to a lot of Dirty South stuff too, like 3-6 Mafia, 8-Ball MJG, Scarface, but Nas was super poetic, and that's when I started getting more into the East Coast stuff, and he was an inspiration for me, Nas.
Cool, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying, and because I think me and you are maybe like in the same age range just because of the people that you have brought up, you know what I'm saying, so I can understand like where you get your flavor, you know what I'm saying, how things was at that time, everything had a message and everybody was different. And so I truly appreciate that about you. So like,
and it was more
like,
of a balance, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course it was. It was, oh, boy. It was a lot going on back then. It was beautiful at that time. But, you know what I'm saying, it was cool. But you coming from, like, Orlando, like, I really haven't met anybody or any artist that was from Orlando. So for those that, like myself, that don't know about Orlando, music scene, like how is it out there?
Well, Orlando is kind of known as a melting pot, so a lot of people from the West Coast, the East Coast, Midwest, all that will move down here, either for work or to retire or whatever, but it's kind of a melting pot. There's people from all over the country over here, all over the world actually living here, and there's a lot of talent out here. The hip-hop scene is definitely mixed. You've got different styles of hip-hop. You've got people who grew up more on that New York stuff. You've got the West Coast stuff, and you've got the, like, dirty. So it's really mixed. It's really mixed. It's really diverse. But there's a lot of talent coming out of Orlando. There's a lot of MCs, DJs, B-boys, graph artists. It's definitely a... It's definitely big.
Cool. That's what's up. You know, because I never, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't imagine. I don't think I really know it, like, you know what I'm saying, like Walt Disney or something like that. But, you know what I'm saying, I really haven't, like, really heard. So I got to say, we're making history. You're the first artist I ever talked to that was from Orlando, honestly. And,
yes.
So that's
yeah, everyone
dope,
thinks Disney
honestly.
When they think of Orlando.
Seriously, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, that's cooking. But, like, you know what I'm saying, the first time you recorded in the booth, just 16 bars, 52 bars, you know what I'm saying, whatever it was, like, and your response from the first song you recorded, like, how did it make you feel?
It was in a closet. And the mic had a sock over it.
Oh, wow.
It was in my homeboy's house, and I was just in his closet. The mic was being held up by a belt.
Oh, wow.
Like, straight to the roots. Cool. I felt like I was finally getting to... I was finally working on my dream, you know, like, all right, I'm going to have material now. I don't know. I felt really good. And the other dudes that were there recording with me were like, kind of not as good as me. So it made me feel even better. I was like, okay, I'm killing this right now.
So that's what's up right there. I mean, this about, you know, so the first time you step in the booth and you just, I always call it like a road to something. You know what I'm saying? Something, whether it's radio music or singing or, you know what I'm saying, candidating to become mayor, governor, whatever. It's always a road to something, though. So, like, that is pretty much cool. So, that's cool, though, you know what I'm saying? And then the closet with the sock, you know what I'm saying?
Super underground, yes.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, that was, like, really cool. So, like, as far as, like, your music is concerned, like, what would you call your music? Like, how would you describe it?
I feel like it's an innovative, progressive version of kind of the classic golden era hip hop. I feel like it's, you know, coming in with a lot of the electronic sounds at times, but it still, like, remains true to the boom bap beats. And so I guess that's how I would say, like, an innovative, progressive, classic boom bap thing. And it's soulful too, because I sing, so I've been really trying to sing more and add that soulfulness to it, but yeah. And then I just want to rap people's faces off. It's like choppy staccato rap with, like, soulful vocals.
Nice. That's what's up. Well, You know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, the people who, you know what I'm saying, is really anticipating exactly what you're talking about and what I heard last night. And we're going to get to it, you know what I'm saying? We're rocking with E-Turn, Blackout, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to spin this joint, and y'all can hit me up later, let me know, you know what I'm saying, how y'all feel about it. But honestly, it's fire, you know what I'm saying? So we're
going to
come back with it. No problem, you know what I'm saying? We're going to come back. And we're going to get in the mix for her and see what's cooking, you know? So here you go, Blackout.
All right.
Checking E-Turn Blackout just fine. You know what I'm saying? Banging, twisting, all that good stuff.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, well, I want to know who produced the beat for you.
That's going to be Swamberger. He's part of a group called Soliloquist of Sound, and he runs the label that I'm on out here called Second Subject Recording. And also included in the foundation of that beat is DJ SPS, who I put the record out with. It's E-Turn and SPS. He's a turntablist from out here, and he's USA Supremacy Champion for DMC. Crazy turntable. So all those cuts you're hearing on the album and all the songs, that's him. We put it out as under our group name, E-Turn and SPS.
Oh, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of flavor, a lot of style, you know what I'm saying? A lot of flipping, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot going on, you know what I'm saying? That record is actually funky, you know what I'm saying? So y'all doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I wanted to know, how did you come up with your name, E-Turn?
Okay, so I used to go by Eternity, and I went by that since I started rapping, like in middle school, beginning of middle school. I started rapping and came up with that name, and then I was trying to come up, things were starting to get serious, and I was trying to come up with something that was brandable, and Eternity just didn't feel something that would be easy to brand, you know, and people would call me E-Turn for short.
Right.
So I was kind of brainstorming with Swamberger, who is definitely a mentor for me. And he was like, yo, people always call you E-Turn. Why don't you just go by E-Turn? And then we were trying to come up with a logo. So we were like, kind of sounds like U-Turn. So what if we did E-Turn and then made the logo like a U-Turn sign, but instead of a U, it's an E. So...
Right.
That's how that came about.
Cool. Because I was like, E-Turn. I was like, I ain't never heard of that. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I was trying to figure out what's up. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up right there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then as time passes. Sorry.
Go ahead.
As time passes, like, I start finding different meanings for the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, things that I'm going through, I'm like, oh, like, E's making a turn in her life, or... people start saying E-Turn up, and like it keeps gaining different meanings and things behind it. So it's cool.
Cool. That's what's up. You always find something, you know what I'm saying, new as you continue to grow as an artist and a person. You know what I mean? So
right.
Pretty much it's on that right path. So, you know what I'm saying? So your music seemed to be a lot of energy, a lot of high energy. You know what I'm saying? So how is your show?
I would say my show is high energy too, but I was actually just thinking about this the other day. My show is high energy, but I know also when to calm it down and bring it to like a real intimate, smooth vibe, so people can kind of like catch their breath real quick and get down to the serious. Because that's kind of how life is, you know, like it's up and down, it's crazy. Then you need your chill moments. So it's pretty much all high energy, but I know when to bring it down too.
Cool. So, with this new project that you got coming, can you like give us a little insight on it? You know what I'm saying? When you're gonna put it out?
Well, the one that Blackout is on, that project is already out. We put it out a few months back. Yeah. And that's called ESP. And I'm working on a couple other projects now with Swamberger. He's going to be producing everything. And we're like 5 songs in already. And
nice.
The beats are sounding crazy already. So we don't have a name for it yet. We haven't announced anything yet. But I'll definitely keep you up to date with what's going on with the newer projects too.
Cool. That's what's up. So, with every song and project that you've done, like, how would you describe, like, let's say, like, your first album compared to your project album that you did with somebody else? Like, what's the difference between the project that you've done, like, each and every one?
Definitely the growth that I see as an artist. I wanted to, the last album we put out was Dark Trust, back in 2013, and that was my first real like full-length release or whatever, where I had an album release and pushed it like crazy. And with this newer one, ESP, I wanted to really see a growth in my songwriting and my, you know, just composition and the way I performed it and just everything. And I did see that rise up, and I've heard feedback from people saying, yeah, you've definitely grown since the last album. So that was a huge goal for me, was just keep growing. And every album I put out gets better and better and better. And what was it? Oh, with the second, with ESP, like I said, I was doing more singing because I wanted to bring that. Singing is like my first love. I've been singing since I was a baby. Like, I've always wanted to be a singer. And I started rapping later on in life. And so I wanted to bring more of that root back to the music. And we definitely put a lot more singing on this album. So.
Wow. Nice. So I got to ask this, because you bringing up singing, like, you know, so you bring it up a lot, you know what I'm saying, just by talking to you. So would you ever put like a whole R&B-ish kind of, you know what I'm saying, type of album, just you just singing?
Yes, I have thought about doing that, and I think that's probably going to happen at some point. So, good question.
So how did the rapping come, like, you know what I'm saying, came later, but how did it come, like, what made you want to, you know what I'm saying, get in the game with the bars and just, you know what I'm saying, just get with it?
Well, I've always been a writer. I've always been good in English class, and I've always been good at just writing stories and poetry and stuff like that throughout school. And so when I started listening to hip-hop and I started realizing, like, you know, these dudes are being poetic and stuff and lyrical, it just immediately piqued my interest. And I was like, man, I can rap. And I started writing, and I'd be in school. I mean, I have a song that says, 7th grade detention, writing rhymes on the desk. Like, I'd be in detention just writing raps and, like, passing them to people and, like, seeing what they thought about them. And I was terrible at that time. Like, my raps were ridiculous. They were, like, just stupid. Like, stupid. But and then ever since then, I was like, man, I started getting better and better, but I'm actually better than, like, the people around me. And I started doing ciphers and freestyling and get involved with other people who rap, and it just took off from there.
Nice. That's what's up.
Stem from,
you,
like, poetry.
Did you battle?
No. Actually, when I was younger, I would, like, play battle with my people and stuff, or, like, if I got into it with someone or we were drunk or whatever, and we would just, like,
oh,
I've definitely battled before, but, like, street battle stuff, and usually for fun with my people. But I've never been in, like, a league or anything like that and done, like, mainstream battles or anything like that.
Okay. All right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she cooking, man. We rocking with E-Turn straight out of Orlando. You know what I'm saying? But she sent me another banger called Feel Free. You know what I'm saying? I haven't heard this one, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to listen to it all together. You know what I'm saying? And just tell me about a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, Feel Free and who produced the song.
Feel Free, Swanberger produced that. DJ SPS on the cuts, of course. And you'll get a little surprise at the end with one of my family members, and I think you'll be able to figure out who it is by what she says. So this is a really personal track for me. It has a little bit of singing. It has the rapping.
Right.
It's really been a favorite from the feedback I've been getting, and we're actually working on a video for it right now, filmed at Disney. So
absolutely.
It really, like, encompasses, like, you get a whole vibe of, like, who I am in this track, because I've got family on it. We're filming the video in Disney, which is, you know, I grew up out here. Your parents growing up out here more than likely at some point worked at Disney, because it's really one of the biggest jobs out here. So, it's a really personal track.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's listening. And we're finna bang out Queen E-Turn, you know what I'm saying? Feel Free. Singing, DJing, cutting, you know what I'm saying, rapping, bars. And I'm looking for the ending, so just you put it out there. So we're going to bring it out, and y'all let me know, send emails and all that good stuff, and let me know what's up. We'll be right back with E-Turn. Feel free, yo.
Thank you. forget the usual. It's time to root for you. Stand in your own corner and shoot. Whoopie whoop. I thought I didn't give a fuck till I found out I was giving a fuck to for my so-called luck. Trust in others became easier to obtain. And if you're ready to be happy, then take care of your brain. Meditate, pray, breathe, be love. Things I need to remind myself when I feel like giving up.
In my heart, and I wanted to be a singer when I was growing up. And now you're living my dream, and so I get to live vicariously through you. I knew all along that you'd have music in your heart, and that you would be a singer or a dancer or both. And I'm so proud of you, my girl. I love you so much.
How dope is that, yo? That is cool. That's like really dope right there, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That is dope. Miles on there, it gets no better than that, you know what I'm saying? So that's cool. That is like really dope. I love that record. Thanks. Right there. And very different, very different. You sing it. I almost got lost. I was like, who was that singing on the hook? But now I'm getting going back. You singing, you know what I mean? So I'm like, Wow. So you got skills. You's real dope. And, you know what I'm saying? I want to check out, you know what I'm saying, the material I missed out on. You know what I'm saying? So I could play catch up.
Yeah,
I'm going to
copy of the whole thing.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. So for the folks that want to check out your music or follow me on social media or want to book you for shows or just want to say hi, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can they, like, contact you?
Yeah, so my website is my hub for everything, eternmusic.com. You can go to the booking inquiries off of my website. That's eternmusic.com. And all of my social media is on there. Basically, everything I have is at Etern Music. So if you look me up on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything you can think of is Etern Music, Etern Music. The website is my hub. And and YouTube, of course. Like, you know, everything's Etern Music.
Cool. That's what's up. Make sure you are supporter, you know what I'm saying? She got skills. She's putting out positive music, and, you know what I'm saying, she's a beautiful artist. So y'all really need to, you know what I'm saying, get behind her and push it, you know what I'm saying, because she's dope, you know what I'm saying? So before we head out, like, anything you want to say to the folks that's listening or somebody that's trying to be a rap artist, a singer, or just to be some, you know what I'm saying, in society, you know what I'm saying, like, anything you want to say to them?
Get better.
Get better.
No, I mean, I want to say the cliche, like, you know, follow your dreams and do all, and yeah, follow your dreams, but always be trying to get better, because there's so many people trying to do it out here and nowadays, and it's been made a lot easier through technology to, you know, circulate music, and you just got to keep, you got to be unique, and you got to be better than other people. So just work hard tirelessly all the time, and, you know, you get somewhere.
Cool. Yeah, I heard it. I'm direct. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, it's about hollering and, you know what I'm saying, this and that, even though I've been sleeping on you, but now I'm up, you know what I'm saying.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, no problem, you know what I'm saying, just continue to do you, stay positive, God bless, and all that beautiful stuff, and just stay in touch, you know what I'm saying, so we're going to be cool. For those that's listening, you can also follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, Tone the Bishop, everything all together, you know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to hit me up on Facebook, just look up Tony Washington, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to book some travels and all that stuff, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Because my number is everywhere, so it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be cool in E-Time, keep doing your thing. You got a supporter, so. We is out.
Thank
I'm
you.
Out.
Appreciate that. We'll be in touch.
West Coast in the building. For sure. Orlando in the building. Shout out to your crew and all that. And it's all good. It's all good. We out. Peace. One.
Peace.